Chaperone, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Time to start your fun day with an hour of the Gigi Brown Experience.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in.
Y'all, welcome back to the Gigi Brown Experience. I'm Gigi Brown, but I'm not the only one on. In case you didn't know, I'm Gigi Brown, but I'm not alone in the station today. I have a very surprising guest, in the form of Jennifer Serpinaugh. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Go ahead and introduce yourself to our listeners.
I'm better known as Mummy.
Yes. Or Jenny Jam.
Or Jenny Jam. And I'm super happy to be here.
Can you tell us what that last song was?
Ooh, imagine I couldn't. that was Marsha Griffiths with her version of Don't Let Me Down. And I think it's one of the greatest cover songs ever.
That was so much fun. It gave me nostalgia for summer to get here quicker. I keep thinking it's going to be so nice out because it's always super sunny, but it's been very, very chilly.
I heard a rumor.
Oh, yeah?
That tomorrow's supposed to be about 15 degrees.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, with a bunch of hope, Let's go into Augustine May. This is an artist out from Ottawa who I just discovered. This is a track off of her debut album, Caught in the Turnstile. It's called And I Think We'll Know Everything. So yeah, I can't wait to hear what you have to say about this song, Mommy, and about everything else. If you're new, welcome to the Gigi Brown Experience and enjoy the show. We'll be back.
Sunday night, coffee on the table. He talked about his dad, said he wasn't stable. Snuck into a bar, heard a cowboy sing. With a fake accent, the kind that makes you swing.
Accent, and I trade into her in the same voice. She laughs at me, says, what was that supposed to be? I say, I'm sorry, I'm from a different part of the country. She says, come on, baby, try again. Come on, baby, try again. grace and sincerity. I smile at her for just a little too long. Charlie's drinking wine, Judy's laughing at him. She says, I forget that you're such a fancy guy. He tips his hat, says, m'lady, do you come here often? I swear I've seen them do this 100 times before. Come on, baby, try again. Come on, baby, try again. Drunkenness and charity. She puts her hand on the sleeve of my coat. She says, I've missed this. I say, I know I've missed you too. She says, I was actually talking about your coat. She makes me laugh. Oh wow, she makes me laugh. I just let my head sink down and fake some deep sobs. Come on, baby, try. Drunkenness and jealousy. I watch her talking to some old friend. What a reunion. He recognized her across the room. How many years could there be to catch up on? And somewhere between drunkenness and honesty, I make a silent toast to the things that I do and don't miss. Come on, baby, try again. Come on, baby, try again.
right. So that first track in the set was Augustine May. Like I said, that is off of her album Caught in the Turnstile. Very cool artist from Ottawa. I feel like I'm discovering a lot of Ottawa talent recently, and I think we need to go to Ottawa. Let's go see the Rainbow, which is apparently a very fan favorite venue for a lot of the musicians that I like to play on the show. After that, we had Andy Schoaf with Try Again. This is an older song, but I'm sending this one out to Paul Brown because he could not make it today. He is feeling very unwell. So we're using the radio airwaves today to send him some good vibes and to feel better, as in go back to sleep, please. And then that last track was Ariel Souci. This is a track off of her latest album, Passage. And this track features Oui Merci, a new addition to the show. But the cool thing about this album is that the album launch will be at the Jazz Fest on June 30th at the Théâtre Jean Duceppe at Place des Arts with Bells Larson. The whole lineup has come out for Jazz Fest, and I'm very excited. Tickets are on sale now for Ariel Souci. Have you seen the lineup yet?
Well, I hadn't until about 17 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But fun fact, without knowing the lineup, I have a song lined up almost as though I knew the lineup without knowing the lineup.
So we were reading through the lineup this morning, and you know, I was expecting Willow to get a big reaction out of you because Willow's playing a free concert for Jazz Fest. Willow being Will Smith's daughter.
And Jada Pinkett Smith, please.
And Jada, I apologize. Yes.
Jeez.
Sorry. And the first name on the poster is Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind, and Fire, which I think is amazing. I'm so excited for that. And you had...
Well, yeah. I had a reaction because about a month ago, I didn't realize it was the Jazz Fest, but I saw that they were coming. And I said to PB, I said, do you think that they would still be able to sing and should I go? And he was like, you can go. I don't think I'm going to go. And I was like, And I've been thinking, I think I should go. And now they're going to be at the Jazz Fest. So I think I have to go.
I think we should.
Okay.
Last year, we went to the Jazz Fest three times.
Yep.
Three times. And pretty much every time, there was an incredible woman playing a banjo. And that has basically led to this story of us getting banjo matching tattoos. Yeah. Whether that ever is going to be reality, who knows? But it's a very fun inside joke. Every time I see a banjo, I get so excited now.
To the point where the other night, we saw a few versions. Oh, and yeah. The next day, I was at work and I was like, could I do it? Should we do it? So... It might happen, everybody.
It might happen.
And we'll come back here to report on it.
Yeah. We should tell Allison Russell.
Can you imagine? She might think, maybe it's better we don't.
Maybe Lionel Richie should learn how to play the banjo.
If a banjo shows up at Lionel Richie in Earth, Wind, and Fire, that's it. We are leaving.
That night.
That's right.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
If Lionel Richie pulls out a banjo, she will get a matching banjo tattoo.
100%.
All right. Why don't you introduce this Jenny Soups playlist?
Yeah, guess what, everybody? We're starting with the Commodores, sung by the legendary Lionel Richie.
What song?
Easy.
Yeah. All right, here you go.
Sunday morning.
Perfect. Here you go.
Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see a big stone and I borrow. Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. Like Sunday morning, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
to make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Why I'm easy, I'm easy like Sunday morning, yeah. That's why I'm easy, I'm easy like Sunday morning. I wanna be free to know the things
right, and we're back. Jen Jam, take it away.
So that last track, oh my God, what's it called? Mange Tout.
Yeah.
By Wet Leg. And obviously it came from the Heated Rivalry soundtrack. We got a text from a concerned listener that the lyrics were maybe a little sassy. So to my mom and Jerry out in Dorval, I didn't really realize the subject matter, though I probably could have made a leap given Heated Rivalry's sassiness. Anyway, we're just going to move along.
Can I ask what your thoughts on Heated Rivalry are? Have you seen the show?
Can you imagine when I was like, I hated it. No, I really liked it. A little awkward to walk in when Gigi was first watching. You were watching it. And I was like, nope, I'm leaving. but then I was a brave girl and I went back and watched it. And then Papa was a brave boy and went back and watched it. And we really, really liked it. It is not perfect, of course, but some very, very... yeah, cool things.
Yeah, we cried.
We did cry.
That last episode is so beautiful.
Would you like... oh, I don't even know. I'm going to butcher it, but I'll just not...
Would you like to come to my cottage retreat this summer?
Anyway, so that was my tribute to Heated Rivalry. And then before that, we had the amazing Blondie with Sunday Girl. And I bet, yeah, you can assume, guess why I chose that song. I want to send that out to my Sunday girl.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Thanks.
And then, as we said, we kicked it all off with Easy by the Commodores, which we're tying into the Jazz Fest lineup without me even realizing it. So microwave basically moment. Microwave moment. And yeah, that's it.
I mean, I do have to say, your songs that you have chosen are very summer themed, so tying it all into the Jazz Fest is incredible, because Montreal is, what is Montreal summer without all of our music festivals?
It's nothing.
Speaking of music, music festivals and big music days, this weekend is the Juno weekend, favorite of mine. Ace and Avi was nominated and won Contemporary Indigenous Artist of the Year.
Could be the world.
So here is his song, Home. This is an acoustic version coming out on his Timelines EP, which is to be released April 10th. We'll talk more about the Junos later, but here's Ace and Abby.
It doesn't have to feel like holding up a mountain. It doesn't have to feel like being crushed by the weight of it. If you hold out home, hold it up now. If you hope out, it will be enough. If home is where the heart is, then we must be heart sick. We can't go back, we can't go back, we can't go back. And honey, I'm okay with that. You can take everything now. Doesn't have to feel like holding back the water. Doesn't have to feel like we're swimming the sea. If you tread our chain, right up to your home. If you hope our hope, it will be no home. If home is where the heart is, we must be heartless. We can't go back, we can't go back, we can't go back. And honey, I'm okay with that. You can take everything I have. Go ahead and leave us in the past. Some things are not meant to. No, some things are not meant to live. Sing like oh, used to sing like oh, used to sing like oh.
be with you, and I think I'm falling, falling into love with you, and it's so exciting. I love the way you make me feel like anything could happen. I wanted to believe in you, but you left me hanging. And I'm sorry if we moved too fast, and I'm sorry if the time has come to pass. Sorry if we moved too fast, and I'm sorry that this probably wouldn't last. Don't let me go, we just can't help to try and keep what's left of us. I don't wanna be alone,
back.
All right, so that last track was Love Song to Sleep by Rain Dog. And Rain Dog's got a show coming up. They're playing Sunday, April 19th, at Turbo House with Pool Girl and Hanako. It's sure to be an incredible night. And before that, are you okay?
Yep.
You can let go.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. And before that...
Go.
Okay, we have important things to talk about here. And before that was Haze. They're a band out from London, Ontario that I've just recently discovered. All-girl band. Incredible. That is their song, Nothing Left. And again, we started this all off with Home by Asa Nabi. And that one's going out to Gaga listening out in Dorval. And this is off of his EP Timelines, like I said. And yeah, he won for Contemporary Indigenous Artist of the Year last night. His speech, like always, I love, he's such a great presence to have at the Junos. Yeah, I'm just very happy about that. That ceremony is airing tonight. However, I've just learned this. All the awards are mostly handed out the night before. So the winners will then get to perform tonight, which makes sense. But
I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm not... I feel like it should follow more of a Grammys.
No, the Grammys suck too now.
Oh.
No, I think you'd be shocked. I think there's probably like 6 Grammy awards that are aired. Like, it's crazy. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
another
so much to learn.
Sad thing about the Junos is that it's never been held in Montreal. It's been going on for 56 years, and never once has it been in Montreal. And the Gazette just wrote an article about it that I was reading the other day. What the heck?
It's got real dark.
I know. Sorry. Not to be negative on a Sunday morning, but maybe, hopefully, in the next few years, it'll come to Montreal and we can go see it.
Sure.
Yeah. Moving on from the negativity. Sorry, folks. Pool Girl just released their new single, Money, on Petit Village Records, which Woo-hoo! We all know. Yeah. We love Petit Village Records here. They've got a show with Rain Dog, like I said, on April 19th, but then also this Saturday at La Sardinia with Las Waltzen, Splash, and 17 Sport. This is all ahead of their EP that's coming out. There's a lot going on with Pool Girl, as a fan, I know. I'm so excited, though.
I know.
They're, like, the best.
That's so great.
Yeah. Have you listened to their single yet?
No?
Okay, well, this is great.
I can't wait.
This is a live reaction to Money by Pool Girl right here on the GG Brand Experience. Here you go.
We'll be right back.
Right. That was Pool Girl with Money, and I am awake.
I do have to say, I love Pool Girl Live. They get that crowd so pumped. We just had a realization, too, about Pool Girl.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I don't even remember when it was, but the one time I had to sit in for you, mm-hmm. I aired your amazing interview with Pool Girl, and I loved it.
Yeah. I was incredibly sick, and I really wanted to air that interview. They're so great. They just, like, they love everything they do, and they're so supportive of everyone that they work with.
Sounds like someone I might be sitting across from.
Anyways, thank you. You're welcome. I appreciate that. Not anyways to that, but we are running out of time, so we just want to say we love Pool Girl and go support them and Petit Village Records over the next month. And I have one more song to play. This is Man in the Circular Window by Motorists, and you also have another song to play. What is
We're going out on a heated rivalry finale with Wolf Parade and I'll Believe in Anything, I think is what it's called.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is also the name of the episode we just found out, which is
maybe one of my favorites.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in. Mummy, thank you so much for coming in and spending the morning with me. Adios, everybody. We will see you next week. Or I will see you next week.
Thank you. The man in the circular window. Tell me everything you see. And tell me what you think of me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The man. In a routine, do you think everyone's alright? Do they fuss or do they fight? The man in the circular window. Do people ever misbehave? And tell me if you think I'm strange. Oh yeah.
Get the fire out from the wire, I'd share a light. Shall I can take a fire out of the wild.